On this week's Press Pass with Jim Fink of Business First, we'll look at the many development projects that are popping up all over downtown Buffalo. But first, a look at some of the recreational opportunities that are developing.
Downtown really is, in the last couple of weeks, become more of a fun town. We all know about Chippewa Street, but last week I reported that Ellicott Development is building an 8-lane bowling alley as part of the 500 Pearl project.
Wow.
Up on Main Street, you have what opened last month, Mr. Chow's, which is a barcade. It's the 80s video games, Ms. Pac-Man, whatever,
right,
mixed in with a bar. It's doing quite well. Right next door to that is Hatchet and Hops. And as has been well reported by us and others, including yourselves, the AMC theaters opened last Thursday. So you definitely have sort of that play entertainment element really coming into focus into downtown. Some of it is just happenstance and timing. Some of it is very deliberate.
So in essence, what we're seeing here now is recreational development following the residential development that's been so prominent for the last few years,
which is pretty standard in any urban development, especially a downtown centric development, that where you see the play elements come follow. Because you need critical mass. It's one thing to have a bowling alley, but you need people there to bowl.
Right.
It's one thing to have a movie theater, but you need people to go to the movies.
So when it comes to Canal Side, you have another development.
Yes. We announced yesterday that Nick Sinatra will be building two mixed-use buildings. There's two parcels between what's now the Explore and Moore site and Main Street.
Okay.
It's on part of the what they call the South Odd Block. It's about a $21 million private sector investment by Nick. It's going to include upper-level apartments. $1 billion is going to be, well, I guess they're both going to be the five-story range. Apartments on the upper level, restaurant retail on the lower level. There's going to be probably 40, 50 apartments between the two buildings, depending on final design.
And then, of course, when it comes to investments in downtown, we're seeing investment coming from the other side of the border.
Can you say, oh, Canada? In the last couple months, we've seen some heavy Canadian investment in downtown. Harry Stinson from Hamilton spent $17 million to buy the Adams Mark, which he's now spending another $50 million to rebrand it and bring it back to life as the Buffalo Grand Hotel. And he's really giving it everything, soup to nuts makeover. The Adams Mark of today will not be what you see tomorrow.
Okay.
It's going to be decidedly different, and it's the influx of infusion and development interest that that building has been screaming for decades, almost since it was built. Also, further up Main Street on Long Niagara Square, actually further up Delaware, excuse me, the BAC building, 69 Delaware. It was acquired by Jeff Wynn out of Toronto. He spent about $5 million buying it, he and Chris Greco from here in Buffalo, but it's really Jeff Wynn's money. They have spent a lot of money fixing up the building, and Jeff is not done, not by any stretch. He's actually sniffing around somewhere in Buffalo, preferably in the downtown area, for a space to build a mid-rise sort of a steel and glass condo type of building. He has that much confidence in this area.
Remarkable. It really is remarkable.
I suspect that within the next 12 months, probably a lot sooner, you and I will be talking about the location, the number of condos, and just what this investment means for the region.
Jim Fink of Business First, as always, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you. We'll talk to you next month.